Welcome to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. It's Monday, December 26, 2022, on Facebook Live to be broadcast on Wednesday, December 28, 2022, on 91.7 FM, WHUS Stores. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, with my co-host Ron Manizza. We're coming to you live from beautiful Mansfield Hollow, Connecticut. Comment below to let me know you're here and ask questions. You can also email me at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, and Spotify. You can also check out my Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram at FranStorchND. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of this station. The information presented on the show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. All right. So there's a lot to talk about. One of them is that we just had Christmas and Hanukkah. Today is the last full day of Hanukkah at sundown. Hanukkah will end. And if you're listening on Wednesday, it's already over. But the cool thing about the last night of Hanukkah is you get to light all the candles. It's pretty. And my sister drove down to visit with my mother in Florida with her whole family. And so we Facebook messaged and lit the Hanukkah candles together. So that was kind of nice. But we had a very short call with them, didn't you find? I think they were.
It seemed short.
They were on a mission.
There's a level of impatience there.
Yeah, it was a little level. Yeah. I don't know what's up with that.
It's what it is.
But we had a nice Christmas, and your son and partner came, and that was fun. Mm. And one of the cool things that they brought me Garrett's popcorn, because they live in Chicago, so I got Garrett's popcorn. And Garrett's popcorn, their thing is cheddar and caramel together. Go figure. But surprisingly, it was good. I liked the caramel somewhat more than the cheddar. But it's gone. They gave me a little container and it's gone now. And the container's very nice. It's a nice tin container. And I'm going to go ahead. I have plenty of kettle corn that I'm eating slowly. So I'm putting the kettle corn in the container and I'm going to snack out of the container. I really appreciate it. The other thing is it's been so cold that I haven't been riding my bike outside and I've been getting a lot of Zwift in. So I've been riding with the Bear Mountaineers and that's fun. And my signature ride that I've been riding with them is their Sunday short adventure. And so I've been having fun with them and I'm getting stronger. Today, I got up this morning and rode at 8 o'clock, was so earlier than I usually ride. And I rode with them again, but I didn't have the juice this morning. So I went a little bit slower, which is okay. So I'm not sure if I'm going to continue to ride with them on Monday mornings, but definitely Sunday mornings. Sunday mornings, that's the fun ride to do. And Wednesday, they're doing a metric sentry. I will probably ride on that ride, but I will probably not do a metric sentry. I'll probably quit after, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. And that'll be plenty because it's so cold. Although the temperature is going to go up at the end of the week, Friday and Saturday, we might see 50, which is exciting.
That just doesn't seem right. But yeah, sure. I mean, it's New England.
Well, we might see 50. I mean, on Friday, I'm probably not going to ride outside just because I'm going to start my end of year accounting. Because, you know, once you do the last payroll, you can do the W-2s and the other payroll things. So I'm probably going to do
that. How exciting.
Yeah. So the other exciting thing is I got some nice goodies from Santa. I got a book. Santa brought me a book from one of my favorite online yoga teachers, Cassandra. So I got a book by Cassandra, and that was really nice. So that was fun. So I got some fun stuff, and Ron got some fun stuff. He got some things to warm his feet, and he got some lane correction thing from for his bike, some really cool stuff. So I guess we'll talk about the tech on his show.
There'll be a little bit of that.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of that. Okay. And the other thing is I'm spending time with my puppy niece, who is quite a handful. She is a French bulldog and she needs a lot of attention. So that's kind of interesting. She sleeps with us, but if you don't watch her, she gets into stuff. So she's in the other room crated at the moment. Hopefully she's relaxing. So that's what's going on. She's very cute and we would show you to her, except that if we have her in here, she's a handful. So maybe we'll take a picture of her and we'll post it so you could see what the cute French bulldog. She's very pretty. She's a brindle. So she looks like she's the coloring of a calico cat, pretty much. Well, she's brindle. She's, you know, black and red or black and tan brindles. Very pretty. With those big ears and that big smushed face and she's a little dog, but she's very solid. She's kind of heavy to carry around. So, all right. So it's the last show of the year. So couple of weeks, we'll probably be talking about New Year's resolution kinds of things, and, you know, things that affect you this time of year. So let's start out with this is Parade Magazine suggestions for New Year's resolutions. So let's see what they have to say. Let's kick off the new year right. They have 55 New Year's resolutions. I don't know if I'm going to read them all,
sounds confusing.
I never generalize. people often focus on weight loss. Weight loss is the, and we will talk about weight loss, today or next week. But anyway, people focus on that as their big New Year's resolution. And you can tell because, all the ads right now, I'm getting blasted ads on my Facebook, and I'm also getting blasted ads on TV, for bariatric surgery and weight loss programs. And, you know, this is the time of year when they all jump on you. And most people don't stick with their weight loss goals for a couple of weeks or a month, or, you know, by March, they're pretty much done. And this is a hard time of year to lose weight because you are cold and you're spending more time inside. And, you know, your energy is telling you to sit still and be in the dark and do more yin things, you know, to spend more time inside and be warm and cozy and even to eat more. So it's very hard to do this time of year. And people tend to want to do it because, you know, it's been the eating season since Halloween. We had Halloween and then we had Thanksgiving and then we had the holidays. It's not even New Year's yet. So there's another big week of partying. And, you know, if you got a Christmas stocking, you probably got a bunch of chocolate. And if you are Jewish, you probably got Hanukkah gelt. And we probably still have some latkes left, don't we?
We have a couple.
Have a couple. Oh.
I have them for breakfast sometimes.
Somebody's been plowing through the latkes. We can make more.
Well, they're great with your eggs in the morning.
They're great with anything.
Yeah, I had maple syrup on them the other morning.
Oh, that's just weird.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It's okay. Wonderful.
All right. Yeah. We can have more. We can have latkes again.
I can always make more.
Make more.
They're not that hard.
No, and not for Hanukkah only. Yeah.
Right. And if you want to get healthy with them, you can make them out of purple sweet potatoes.
Yes, or ubes.
Or ubes, as they call the dog, right?
Yes.
That's the dog's name, by the way.
The dog's name is Ube, and if you're curious about what Ube is a little, it's a yam. It's a little purple yam. And it's rather sweet, so it's used to flavor sweet things. So in the Philippines, they use it that you can get ube-flavored ice cream. And ube is becoming a foodie kind of thing. So you can find it if you go to the cities. You can find ube-flavored stuff at restaurants and things.
And my nephew's wife is Filipino.
Ethnically Filipino.
Right, ethnically Filipino.
She's American, but she's ethnically Filipino. Anyway, so she's technically our niece.
Yes. You
know? Yes, Erica's her niece, so. Which makes, I suppose that makes Ube our puppy niece, our puppy grandniece.
Grandniece.
Yes, because Nico is my puppy brother, so I guess that's my puppy grandniece.
It's just way too confusing.
She loves to sleep with me. She loves to sleep snuggled up next to me. It's very cute. All right. So anyway, so... Here's some suggestions. Some of these suggestions are very nice. One of the suggestions is, you want to, don't put in a resolution to start a diet or workout plan, but remind yourself that you can bring new life to your passions. So, don't think so much about weight loss. Think about focusing on something you would love to do. And the thing is, if you're happy and focusing on things you love to do, your fitness and your health are going to follow. Mm-hmm. Also, when you work out so that you feel good, not necessarily be thinner. Have some focus on the workouts themselves. Like when I'm riding on Zwift, I'm focusing on getting stronger, getting faster, maybe getting like beating my sprint time on that last sprint I did. Instead of thinking about, oh, I have to get this this much time in or these many calories in because I have to lose weight. I try not to think about that. Also, because on Zwift, you can work out with other people. So I'm making friends. And so I'm enjoying interacting with the people who are on Zwift. And that's a nice thing to do this time of year. Another suggestion, stop talking about other people. Don't gossip. It's not nice. Yeah. Also, give a compliment a day to people. Tell people how much, how good they make you feel, how nice they are, things that make you happy about them. And try to focus on not necessarily their appearance, but something that they do that makes you happy. Don't check your email for a day.
Whoa! Ooh.
Yeah, that's hard to do if you're running a business.
It is.
You know, I mean, that for me, we have to look at the email because we could be getting ads. I mean, I just was looking at an email and it was somebody needing health advice. So it's kind of a work thing. So I don't know how you can, and they say nobody's going to die. Well, if it's health advice, so.
Yeah, I don't check mine every day.
Yeah.
I go through that. But then I have like so much to clean up that
right.
It takes forever.
Right. And I can't help it because I have to check because I get work things and I get, you know, bill reminders and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So be kind. Just do some random acts of kindness. You know, anyone can be kind. You can be, you know, just do something kind for somebody. Open a door or pay for the person's coffee behind you. Help somebody carry their bags out to the car, something like that. Just say hello to somebody, chat with somebody in a store and say kind things to them. Those are things that you can do. Start reading a book. Try to read a book, an actual book, and maybe even read a book with paper because then you get away from screens. And maybe read a book a month. A book a month could be a tall order depending on how busy you are. But it's a neat resolution. And if you don't make it, it's okay. Another thing to resolve for this year is go someplace you've never been. So now if you can't afford to travel, you know, several states away or to Europe, why not travel to a town in the state you live in that you've never been to, you know, and walk around in it. I think I've driven through Bantam, but I haven't walked around in it. So that might be a fun thing to do. Other things that you might want. Clear out the clutter. Now, when I hear clear out the clutter, it stresses me out because I have a lot of clutter. And if I would start with one thing, it would take me a long time. So now this piece is telling me that clutter is bad for my health. And now I'm like, oh, great. So I have to choose between resting and taking restorative activity and cleaning up clutter. So if you're going to clean up clutter, clean it up, but not in a way that makes you feel stressed. So maybe one surface at a time, you know, one dresser top, one drawer, one bed, you know, one thing at a time. Don't feel like you have to like do a big project where you're spending 3 days cleaning out the house, unless you have time like that. I mean, for me, if I would spend a weekend clearing clutter, I would be exhausted and stressed going into my work week and it wouldn't work for me. I mean, I just need so much more restoration than that. But, you know, if there's a drawer you can clean up that drawer and that's it. And, you know, and then another time when you're feeling like, and don't feel like, all right, I'm going to make a big list and I have to get all this done by the end of January. You know, if you want to make the list and then chip away at it a little bit at a time. Turn off your phone one night a week, which is interesting. And that's a good idea if you're not a physician. Again, if you're in a field where you can't really do that, that's hard to do. When you're a physician, you really kind of can't because if you're on call, because, you know, somebody could get a hold of you and need you. And if that's what you've committed to. But, you know, if there's a way to do it, I'm just so worried that if I did that, I would miss something. But if you have a profession where that's not an issue, then it's a good idea, you know. Reduce waste. So, for example, use less paper towels and use more washable rags, for example. go and volunteer for something and volunteer for anything at all. There's so many opportunities to volunteer in your community. There's food pantries. We have so many organizations in town. We have the Willimantic Area Interfaith Ministry. We have faith groups. We have a lot of stuff. And now, related to going somewhere you haven't been before, travel on a small budget. So go somewhere that doesn't cost a lot. So again, one thought is to go to a town that's a couple towns away, that's not so far, and enjoy that town, somewhere you haven't been. So, or you just haven't been in a long time. Like, we could go to Sturbridge, or we could just pick a random town that has a cute downtown in Connecticut and go walk around there. And probably east of the river, because we like it east of the river. Unless we go to Litchfield, and again, we could go walk around Bantam, which might be fun. I don't know why I'm fixated on Bantam now.
Because Greg's out there.
Greg right went now. To Bantam, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Bantam is a little section. I think it's a little section of the town of Litchfield. I think that's where it is. All right. You could do a gratitude journal and write down one thing you're grateful for every night. So enter the night with gratitude as you go to bed. And one of the nice things is when I do my yoga online with Cassandra, Cassandra does affirmations, and the affirmations are very nice. And some of them have to do with gratitude. I'm so grateful for where I've been. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my body. I'm grateful for that I have done yoga. You know, there's a lot of things you can be grateful for. Here's one: drink more water. Very simple. Keep a water glass or water bottle near you and sip off it all day. And if you are not crazy about plain water, so flavor the water. Put a little bit of stuff in it. Put a little bit of orange or lemon or something you haven't tried before. Maybe you'd like to put ginger or cucumber in your water. Or maybe you'd try an interesting fruit, or maybe an interesting spice or seasoning. Something that will make you drink the water. Water is harder to drink this time of year because we tend not to notice that we're thirsty, even though we're spending time indoors in dry environments. And if you happen to be working out indoors, you may not sweat as much as you do if you're working out outside, or you may sweat more and not realize it because it's cooler or there are fans on you, but you still get dehydrated, so you still need to drink the water. Save some money. So put a little bit of your paycheck and put it in savings or investments. And you can get those apps that will save for you. So they'll do roundups off your credit cards. And then you can set it to take some money out of your paycheck every week, or out of your bank account every week, however you want to do it. And then before you know it, you've got a few thousand dollars saved. I've got a situation like that now. I have an app that does that for me, and it invests it. I have little bits of investments. It gives me little bits of dividend every so often. And I've got a couple grand in there right now. It's nice. So those apps, once you set them up, you don't have to think about them, and you just, you know, check them at tax time. And so that's not very often. And then they do the work for you. And then you can look at them and go, maybe you can afford to adjust how much you're contributing to them. And then after a while, you have a little nest egg. You don't have to multitask. There's no such thing as multitasking. If you try to multitask, it ruins your brain's efficiency. And multitasking is actually not a thing. If you think what you're doing instead of multitasking, what you're actually doing is toggling. You're going back and forth between activities. So what happens is whatever activity you're trying to do suffers. So you might as well pick one activity and focus on that and finish it. Or if it's a big activity and you don't want to do it all at once, do a little bit and then stop and take a rest and then go back to it. But trying to run back and forth doing a whole bunch of things all at the same time, you really can't do that. Our brains don't actually work that way. Our brains work better if we focus on one thing. And so don't try to toggle, because it'll make it worse for your memory, and it will make you more stressed and anxious. Be kind to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's nice to be nice to other people, but you can think nice thoughts about yourself. Be proud of things that you've done. And again, when you go back to that gratitude journal, you can write down something that you're grateful for doing for yourself, or something that you've done that you're happy that you did. Try calling a friend. instead of texting them, actually call them and talk to them on the phone. And if you're far away, maybe you want to do FaceTime or Facebook Messenger or, you know, whatever. You know, it's the season of the Jetsons, or it's the time period of the Jetsons, where we now have telephones where we can talk to each other and see each other. So we did Hanukkah candles that way last night. And there's so many services that let you do that. So visit with somebody. If they're far away, you can visit with them remotely on a screen and you can see them. And that's a nice thing to do. Stop buying things you don't need. And so when you look at the thing that you're interested in buying, think about whether you really need it. And if you don't really need it, maybe don't buy it. And then you could take, and if you have the money, the extra money, maybe you want to put it in that account that we were talking about, that app that we were talking about. You can keep a journal. Keeping a journal can help battle stress, anxiety, and depression. You can write whatever you want. You can write two lines. You don't have to write down everything that you did in the day. You can write down random thoughts or things that you were thinking about. And then what's nice is to go back and look at it and see what you wrote down and, think about, oh, that's what I was thinking about on January 4th, 2023. And it can be interesting because you get an insight on yourself from a few years ago. I find that happens when I get a Facebook memory. Like I got a Facebook memory of Christmas Day 7 years ago, and it was very interesting because on that day, it happened to be, I'm pretty sure it was the Sabbath, And friends of ours from the synagogue had a gathering at their house, and a lot of people from the synagogue went, and we had Chinese food because we're Jewish and it was Christmas. And then we talked about the origins of people having Chinese food of Jews having Chinese food on Christmas, you know, basically because, you know, if you wanted to go out and eat something and you wanted to gather with people, a lot of other things were closed, but the Chinese folks weren't necessarily celebrating Christmas, so they were open. So you could go there and get Chinese food. And it was a tradition, particularly in New York City, where there are a lot of Jewish people. So you can clean your car out, you know. Mm-hmm. Think about, because if you tend to get messy in your car, if you tend to live in your car, if you tend to eat a lot in your car can have a lot of crumbs in it, and crumbs invite, well, if you live where we live, crumbs invite mice. So you have to be careful of that. And, you know, you tend to eat in your car and you tend to leave the trash from what you've eaten in your car.
Americans tend to eat in their cars.
Yes, I guess so. And I try to pack it out. You know, once I've eaten, I pull it out. Put your bills on auto pay. I'm not going to do that because I don't always know how much I'm going to pay, and I don't want it to be set to clear the balance if the balance changes every month. So that doesn't work for me. But I guess there are some bills you could put on auto pay, like utility bills.
I have a number of them
like
I put on auto pay.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it's one less thing you have to do. I'm right. I'm very meticulous about paying my bills, so yeah. Auto pay isn't necessary for me. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, and it's an easy workout. Make sure you go to the dentist when you're supposed to. I guess some people don't do that.
No.
Yeah, a lot of people don't go to the dentist, and it's not a good thing because you'll lose your enamel, you'll get decay. Dentists can fix things for you. They can prolong the life of your teeth, so it's a good thing to go to the dentist. Be nice on social media. Don't get into fights with people. Put nice things on social media and don't get into comment wars with people and don't doom scroll, you know. I guess that's a thing. People like go back and forth on social media. I don't participate in it enough for it to be an issue.
No.
I mean, my use of, I'm older, so I use Facebook and I forget to use Instagram. And you know, Facebook is basically a photo album for me. If I do something interesting and I take pictures, I pop it on Facebook so I have a place to look at it, something to do with the photos. So it's essentially a photo album. And other than that, you know, I follow what other people are doing and I don't use it as much. I used to use it more, you know, talk about, hey, I had this great experience and this is what happened. And I hope you're all having a great time, you know, that. And I don't even do that as much as I used to. I did post the photos of the last night of Hanukkah, or several nights of Hanukkah, because Hanukkah candles are pretty. So again, it was a photo dump. it would be nice if it would snow. I would like that, because some of the years I have this. So what we do is we have some garland that's Hanukkah garland that we put around a window in our living room that faces out towards the road. And when it snows, you can see the driveway and you can see the trees and you can see the snow and you can see the road covered in snow. And it's really beautiful. And if it's Hanukkah, we have the garland and we have the menorah and then you have the snow behind it, and it's gorgeous. That didn't happen this year. It's really unfortunate. And we have had snow. We have had some snow that stuck, but it went away. And we're not going to, I don't know when we're going to have fuzzy stuff in a while. All right. Stay in touch with people who you care about. See how people are doing. Try a new restaurant somewhere you haven't been before. Something that's interesting. Although, again, that I think that applies to people who are...
Weed out.
Yeah. And, I mean, talking
we
to...
We don't eat out a lot, friend.
Talking to Greg and Amanda... You know, eating out is something they do because they have wonderful restaurants in walking distance from where they live and work. It's not, and
for,
you know.
For some people, eating out is recreation.
Oh.
It's a thing you do because it's a thing you do.
Well, if we had really, I don't mean to disparage Store Center. Store Center is very nice. But, you know, it's not like. We live in a big city where you have lots of interesting little places where you can eat. I mean, they kind of do in Store Center, but we've eaten at most of those places. And we tend to like to make big batches of stuff and eat leftovers. And we eat really healthy food. So
I make really good food at home.
Make really good food at home. That's the thing.
And that's the thing. If you're... So I'll contribute to this.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you can... go out and buy higher quality food than what they're going to serve you at the restaurant and eat at home, you're probably a lot better off to cook at home.
Yeah.
And eat the better food. I mean, that could be a New Year's resolution even.
Yeah.
You know, that could be a thing that you may want to try to switch over to, is that, you know, one night a week that you would normally go out to eat, instead, you know, buy a very, if you're a meat eater, maybe a nice cut of meat, or if you're a fish eater, maybe a nice fish, or if you're vegetarian, you know, buy something that you wouldn't normally, you know, cook with, and cook something super nice up, and,
yeah,
you know, eat better.
Yeah, of course.
You'll feel better.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it's like, because there's a lot of food out there, especially the frozen fare stuff, which I wouldn't even touch anymore.
Yeah, no.
So...
not as interesting to go out and
no,
eat that stuff.
But, no. So that's
oh,
my, that's
and
my
another
addition.
Thing. Here's an interesting one. Travel somewhere and don't post about it on social media. So, because if you didn't post it, did it happen? I mean, that happens. That happens sometimes. And also, I try not to post. If we're both away, I try not to post while we're still away.
That's a warning.
A security
sign.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a security issue.
Yeah, so better not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Get a plant. It's nice to have a plant. It's something to take care of. It's nice. It puts oxygen into your environment. If you get a plant, there are plants that take toxins out of the air, like, for example, Gerbera daisies and ficus. So if you have those in your house, they actually will take toxins out of the air for you, and you have something to care for, and it's beautiful.
Mm.
Sanitize your personal belongings. So your cell phone has tons of bacteria on it, so you might want to wipe it off with some disinfectant.
Mm.
You already said to start cooking.
Right.
Also stop, buy less plastic. Send handwritten letters. I'm going to go just going to run through a bunch of these because I think I want to move on. But donate clothes that you don't wear. We tend to hang on to stuff just in case. If you haven't worn it in a year, give someone else the chance to. Pay your credit card off every month. And if something is so expensive that you don't think you can, don't buy it. So paying your credit card off every month may be easier said than done for some people. I mean, we have credit cards so that we can... live our life a little bit better, but you know, if you can do it, it's a great thing to do. And I try to do it, but I'm blessed enough that I'm able to do it. And I try not to spend too much. Hmm. So, and then you can pay it off every month. And then, you know, the business credit card gets taken care of by the business. So that's fine. Stay away from negative people who complain all the time. that's a nice thing to do. And remove negativity or anything that makes you feel bad. Even things like sad movies. So we have issues with watching TV that upsets us. So we try not to do that. Like if we see if a program's really popular, but it's just like, oh, it's just grueling or upsetting. We're like, you know, can't do it. I don't have the time. And you know, at the end of the day, when we sit down, if we're going to watch a program, by the time we sit down, we're already getting ready to fall asleep. And we're good for maybe one program, depending on how tired we are. It took us two nights to watch A Christmas Story Christmas. Because Ron fell asleep, so
which
I watched.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a nice movie. This is the sequel to A Christmas... There's A Christmas Story 2, which I never watched. But this is A Christmas Story Christmas, which was this year. And it starred Peter Billingsley, who was Ralphie when he was a kid. And I believe that the kids who were his friends, Schwartz and Flick.
Yeah.
And also Farkas, the bully.
Yeah.
It was all the same actors grown up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And
it was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. It was very heartwarming. I would recommend having a look at it.
It made me smile. You should put on that list movies that make you smile.
Yeah. Movies that uplifting movies.
Uplifting movies.
Yeah. Go somewhere and don't use your GPS. Just go.
Whoa.
Yeah. Turn here, turn there, turn the other way.
I do that.
Yeah. And say the heck with the GPS. Yes. All right. Put on sunscreen. Because you want to be careful, you don't want to get sunburned, so make sure you use sunscreen. I have lotion on right now, and it's December 26th, and I have SPF 15 on my face right now, that helps make my skin lovely. Also, I have a filter on Facebook Live. That helps too. Get a real haircut? What does that mean?
I don't know. A real haircut?
I don't know. I get my hair trimmed every couple of months because I feel like I have to, because you know I have to keep it decent appearing because I work with the public. It says cook more. Wasn't that back a few further? Do something scary that you know that makes you nervous, but you know, and so that you can get through it. Make your bed every morning. Well, we kind of do that.
Why wouldn't you?
Why? Well, one reason to not make your bed every morning, there are those who say that maybe you shouldn't make your bed because you air it out. But on the other hand, the reason to make your bed every morning, because it makes you feel like you accomplished something, that right out the gate, you accomplished something.
I have read that when you make your bed every morning, you know, right after you get out of bed, if you make your bed, you actually start on a higher note mentally.
Yeah.
By doing that.
And you're because,
for probably the same reason, the sense that you've accomplished something. So,
yes,
but people who make their bed right away when they get up actually are more accomplished than others.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So one of these said, one of them said, don't look at your email for a day. And this says, stay on top of your inbox. So was that inbox, your email, or because I have an inbox at my office that's not necessarily my email.
Right, I think that
I keep my inbox clean there too.
These days, I think your inbox is your email.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't know if that's true.
Try doing guided meditation. I highly recommend that. Guided meditation is really good for you, and there's different ways to do guided meditation. And you know, you don't have to lie down and think about how to do it yourself. All you have to do is, there are YouTubes that are no charge. You can go on YouTube and find a guided meditation and just turn it on and then lie down, get really comfortable. So you can be lying, you can have pillows, you can have blankets, you can have bolsters to make yourself, put yourself in a really comfortable, relaxed position, and then just listen to the guided meditation. Do what it tells you, and it'll often do progressive relaxation for various parts of your body, or take you on a guided journey or something like that, and you'll feel really relaxed. I often talk about, you often hear me talking about yoga nidra, which I think is really impressive. Yoga nidra has been studied to a half an hour of yoga nidra is equivalent apparently to 2 to 4 hours of sleep. So one, it will help you sleep better. And two, if you're not sleeping well, it's like you got 2 to 4 hours of sleep, supposedly. I mean, it's certainly worth a try. And this time of year, in the darker time of year, when it's colder and, you know, you have less energy, when you're staying home relaxing on whatever days you're relaxing, it's definitely something you can try. All right. Make sure you stretch. People don't stretch enough. You can do actual yoga, or you can just do stretches. Remember, I mentioned YouTube. You can go on YouTube or on the internet and find stretching workouts, and they can be yoga, and they don't have to necessarily be yoga, but find one that's suited to your level or what's going on in your body. And if you're spending a lot of time sitting, like if you're sitting and you're working with screens and you're hunched over, you owe it to yourself to stretch. You'll feel so much better if you do it. Stretching is good, and also foam rolling, getting a foam roller and rolling out your back. Now, mind you, that requires a foam roller. Stretching requires you, and that's it. And so if you learn a few stretches, and especially if you stretch the parts of you that tend to get really tight. Now, if you are, if you're doing a lot of screens and stuff, you're probably hunched over. So you're going to be wanting to stretch out with your arms to the back. You can interlace your fingers to the back and lift up your arms. And you can roll your shoulders. You can roll your shoulders back and forth. You can stretch your arms over your head. Things like that. And bringing your arms in towards the center, that all of those things help. But just rolling your shoulders is a good, it's sort of a stretch. And if you're doing screens, that's going to be really helpful for you. You can make a craft. Go to bed happy each night. So don't go to bed angry. That's where you might want to write in your gratitude journal. And if you have a partner, make sure you're at peace with your partner when you go to bed. If your house is really a mess, don't feel like you have to clean the whole thing at once. Just clean little bits of it. So, do the dishes when they're done. If you see the bathroom's dirty, just clean that bathroom. If you see your nightstand is cluttered, unclutter the nightstand, just the nightstand, and just do it a little bit at a time. I'm a big one for vacuuming the bedroom floor because we have, because I exercise on the bedroom floor, and the bedroom floor gets a lot of traffic, and I'm down on the floor doing yoga on it, so I vacuum it frequently. It probably gets vacuumed two to three times a week. And the other thing is, because it's a dark carpet, I can see the spots on it. So it's very nice to have a well-vacuumed floor. And then sometimes I'll spray the carpet with lavender, and that's nice too. So, and if I'm going to say as a resolution, if you are tired, rest. If you, if I'm telling you, hey, unclutter this, and you're like, yeah, unclutter that. I'm like, okay, I get it. Maybe what you need to do is lay down and have some restorative activity, and don't feel like you have to unclutter until you're ready to unclutter. Sometimes it gets to a point where it's like, you know what, it can't wait anymore. I'm not able to function. If you're not able to function, that's okay. Then it's time to do something about it. Pay it forward. Do something. If somebody did something nice for you, but they don't need you to do something nice for them, do something nice for somebody else. Pay for somebody else's coffee, or do charity work, or pay it forward is similar to just doing charity work and doing good works for others. Talk less and listen more. That's a nice one. If you are in a conversation with somebody, get quiet and see what happens, and engage in active listening, where you're looking at the person, you're asking them questions about what they're talking about. Saying things like, oh, what is that? Or tell me more about that. I've had the experience of interacting with people who get angry if I say something that they don't know what it is. So they feel offended. Yes, that they feel offended that I have mentioned something that they don't know what it is. And they'll say things to me like, I don't know what that is. And I've had that happen a number of times. And if somebody was talking to me about something I didn't know what it was, I'd be like, hey, what is that? Can you tell me what the, you know, what is a name of a bike thing I wouldn't know?
I can't, because you're too knowledgeable now. No, it's that thing where I will occasionally interject that on your show, hey, Fran, there's people like me out there listening. You should like let me know, let us all know what you're just what you just said.
Well, the thing is, I on the one hand, I don't
be very smart, and you go to a really high level, and sometimes we can't quite follow you.
But on the one hand, you know, if you're, but the thing is, people will often talk to people, and then they'll just go off about themselves and just go off and not be really participating in a conversation, in an interchange with another person. And it's a really kind and nice thing to let somebody talk. It can be hard for me, because when I'm in patient care, I have to ask them questions, and I'm looking for information so I can help them with whatever healing issue that they're dealing with. So I have to ask specific questions, and I do have to do a lot of active listening. But it is a pleasure to sit and talk with a friend where I don't have to take notes. I don't have to fix everything that they're doing. I can just sit and listen. I can get information, and then I'm not like responsible for charting it after they go. That's a big thing that happens with caregivers. You have to listen to everything they say, and then you have to remember a lot of it after they go, because you have to document it, and that can be really hard. Mm. Listening to somebody is a very kind thing, because there are a lot of people who are afraid to talk, or they're burdened. They're carrying things around them in their heart. And if you can be a kind person and unburden yourself, it's a really nice thing to do. If you have goals, write them down. And then if you write them down, you don't have to remember them. You can, whenever you feel like, oh yeah, that's right. A couple weeks ago, I wrote down that list of goals. Which one would I like to work on today? And you don't have to feel, that's something that I do. If I'm worried about a bunch of things, sometimes I'll write it all down and then I let the list worry about it. And then I just go back to the list and go, okay, this, 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 and this. And then I don't have to remember it all. It's like when I have an inbox, a physical inbox, where I have a bunch of charts that I have to work on. I'll prioritize the chart in order of intensity. So I put the more intense ones on top, and the less in decreasing order of intensity. So if it's just some labs that I need to review and I don't really have to do anything with them, then they go lower down. But if it's labs that I have to review and then have to order new labs, that's higher up. And then if it's somebody asking me a question about an acute health issue, that goes on top, because those require the most intensity and the most thought. So these are all the good suggestions for things you can do, and things that are doable, that when you're thinking about resolutions or things that you want to change in your life, doing things that are accessible and easy to do are really helpful. All right. So now I wanted to talk about just going on with, because people do think about fat loss this time of year, I did want to give you my basic, when you come to see me as a patient, you'll often get this handout, and the handout is all about fat loss. So here are the basic principles of fat loss that I tell people. I made it mostly aimed at peri and postmenopausal women, but these suggestions will work for anybody. They really will. So you know what the number one thing you need to do for fat loss is? It's not, the basic idea of fat loss is that fat loss occurs in an atmosphere of caloric restriction and hormonal balance. So if you restrict your calories and you are not in hormonal balance, you'll have difficulty losing weight. If you are in hormonal balance and you don't restrict your calories, you won't lose weight. So you have to have both. And so before you can even start to think about losing fat, you have to start to think about changing your hormones. And what hormone do you really need to change? The big one that you need to change is cortisol. So the big thing that you need to do to help you with fat loss, the first thing you need to do is to reduce stress. So increased stress increases cortisol. That hormone is present in fight or flight. It breaks down tissue in your body and puts sugar in your blood so you can escape danger. If you don't use the sugar in your blood, it gets stored as fat, mostly in your abdomen, which leads us to the next item. There are restorative activities that you can do. So any restorative activity you do, the number one restorative activity is do less. And here we talked about all these things that you can do, that you can add to your life to make your life more meaningful, like do a gratitude journal or help others. Or if you are exhausted and overwhelmed, doing less stuff is a better thing. Now, it's great to, it's a great thing to help others and to do charity work. But if you are exhausted and you're not getting enough rest and you feel like you're spent, it's okay to rest. That you should, it's really okay to only do things when you feel like, when you feel like you're rested and you have something to give. If you're working really, really hard all week and then you feel like your weekends have to be spent helping other people, and then you're completely exhausted and your health is suffering, that's not a good thing. So in order to help others, you need to help yourself first. And so reducing stress is a big part of that. And if you want to lose fat, you have to reduce stress too. Because the cortisol, like I said, the high stress hormones put sugar into your blood so you have energy to run away from the bear, basically. And if you are not running away from the bear and you're sitting still and you're working on a screen, you're going to have more sugar in your blood and you're not going to be able to use it all, and it's going to get stored as fat. And the place it's going to get stored as fat is right on your abdomen. So what are restorative activities you can do? The first thing is to do less stuff. To spend some time. It's really fine to take some time and stay home. And if it's warm out, sit out in your yard. And if it's not warm out, get cozy and sit inside your home and pet your animals or read a book or watch a movie or just relax. Don't do anything in particular. You can do guided meditation at home. You can do yin or restorative yoga at home. What can you stop doing? What can you delegate? What can you do in a less stressful way? There are activities that you can do that are restorative. Taking more naps, taking leisure walks in nature, doing a spiritual practice, getting some kind of exercise, doing yoga, especially yin or restorative yoga, doing plain stretching. That, like if you're like, I don't know how to do yoga, just find a video that's about stretching that doesn't necessarily call itself yoga. That may be more accessible to you. Just doing deep breathing, doing Tai Chi or Qigong, doing some kind of a craft that you enjoy. And don't feel like you have to learn a new craft if that's stressful to you. These are just successful. These are just things that people are successful at if they're things that they like to do. Some people really enjoy knitting and it reduces their stress. And some people enjoy crocheting and doing arts and crafts. And if that's you, and you haven't done it in a while, and you enjoy doing that, that can reduce your stress. Playing with children can be fun and stress reducing, or not. So you have to decide, you know. And if you are parents with children, and you are very stressed from always interacting with the children, can you take grown up breaks? Are there other adults who can take care of your kids while you have a grown up break? Which leads to cuddling, snuggling, and intimacy, which are stress reducing. Laughing. So again, you don't have to watch those deep, heavy procedurals on TV if you don't want to. You can watch funny stuff. You can watch sitcoms. You can watch things that are extremely funny, and those can be helpful. Spending time with pets, just hanging out with pets, you know, tossing a ball with the pet or just petting the pet, taking a nap with the pet. That can be very stress inducing. Spending time with friends that you haven't seen in a while or that you see all the time, that, you know, just relaxing and with no particular goal, just hanging out. Any rest, however you define rest. Listening to music or playing music. If you play music, great. If you don't play music, listening to music that you enjoy. And anything that I haven't mentioned that helps to calm you down can be helpful. All right, what else is good for fat loss? Drinking plenty of water. Let's do that again. All right. Water is what's called thermogenic, and it can increase your metabolic rate. All of your organs and tissues work better when they are adequately hydrated. Make sure to eat plenty of fiber, vegetables, fruit, nuts, and seeds. Fiber keeps you full, lowers your blood sugar, helps keep your digestive system and metabolism moving, helps give you healthy gut bacteria. High fiber food provides lots of nutrition and water without a lot of calories. Eat adequate protein. Try to get in at least 70 grams a day, more based on your level of physical activity. Protein can help you to feel more satisfied and snack less. And this can be difficult if you are vegan. But if you can get lists of the number of grams of protein in different vegan substances, in different vegan foods, nuts and seeds, beans, you may need to supplement with a plant protein powder. And that's an easy way to get a lot more protein in. Try not to overdo dairy. Dairy can increase insulin and hamper fat loss. Its job is to make baby mammals grow. Mark Hyman, MD, suggests that women with hormonal weight issues do a trial of avoiding dairy. That reducing dairy can help you with your fat loss goals a little bit better. Avoid alcohol. If you're having a drink every day and having trouble losing weight, this can affect you. Alcohol takes up the resources of your liver so that it's not as available to manage your metabolism and your macronutrients. The other thing is that alcohol gets converted to something called acetyl-CoA, and acetyl-CoA is part of the electron transport chain. And so if you drink alcohol, your body will get lazy and your metabolism gets lazy. Your metabolism is expedient. So if your metabolism sees glucose, which is very easy for it to burn and which you will ingest if you're eating a lot of starch and sugar, your body's going to go to that first and it's not going to dip into your fat stores. Likewise, if you drink a lot of alcohol, alcohol gets converted to acetyl-CoA, and acetyl-CoA is part of the electron transport chain. So the more alcohol you have, it's taking up the resources of your liver and it's providing a macronutrient that your body's just going to sit there and use instead of going into your fat stores. So it does a few unfortunate things to you if you're drinking too much alcohol. If you like to drink alcohol, if you're a woman, less than a drink a day, 3 to 4 drinks a week, and you have to watch your fat loss goal. If you're not meeting your fat loss goals and you're drinking alcohol, that can be a way to help your fat loss goals and take the alcohol out. Maybe have 1 drink a week or 2 drinks a week. If you're a man, you can get away with drinking a little bit more because you can get away with eating more, and because men have more muscle mass and men have more testosterone. So that's easier for them to burn fat, and they don't lose their leptin, which is a satiety hormone and a hormone that helps you to burn fat. They don't lose it as easily as women do. It's harder for women to lose weight no matter what they do. That's why when we used to see The Biggest Loser, the men would lose so much more weight given the same level of activity and eating as the women. And that, couples notice that as well. Get regular exercise, whichever one you'll do. Resistance training with weights or body weight is helpful because you increase muscle mass. Consider choosing 1 day a week and doing a long activity at a low pace and intensity. The distance does not matter. You can add 5 minutes per week to that time period and work up to around 2 hours, 1 or 2 hours. If there's a given week that you don't feel like increasing, that's fine. Start whatever you can manage. Even if you're currently only walking for 10 minutes, your long walk can be 11 minutes if that's all you can manage. This can be a bike ride, a swim, a walk, or a hike at an easy pace. And then the other thing is, if you're going to do exercise, you want to do resistance training probably at least twice a week, and it doesn't have to be for long. And remember, with exercise, you can do exercise snacks where through the course of the day, you can do 5 minutes of exercise here and there interspersed throughout the day. Or as we were talking about last week, you can watch a movie, and every time they say a particular word in the movie, you do 5 reps of something. You know, you set it up that if they say, if you're watching the Hallmark Channel and you want to do a squat challenge, and it's Christmas time, every time they say Christmas, do 5 squats. And then every time they say cocoa, do 5 push-ups. Every time somebody kisses somebody, get in a plank for as long as you can hold it up to health-wise. By the way, I read something about how it's really not necessary to hold a plank for more than 2 minutes, that 1 minute is plenty. We can talk about that in a little bit. Reduce your starch and sugars. Try to limit desserts or either eat small portions of 100 calories or less, or have whatever you like twice a week. Opt for smaller amounts of higher fiber carbs over bread and flour-based items, especially if they're refined. Try having squash or sweet potato or ube or quinoa, amaranth, teff, oats, black or forbidden rice, and you can add in some beans. So starch and sugar, again, your metabolism will get lazy and it will go for the starch and sugar over dipping into your fat stores. So that's why people go on ketogenic diets. And some people can handle ketogenic diets and some people do need a little bit of carbs. And it goes back to what Atkins said. You need to find your critical carbohydrate losing level, the amount of carbohydrate you can eat and meet your fat loss goals. And it's different for everybody. It's different on the based on the level of activity that you have, how your metabolism runs. There's so many factors that affect it. So, all right. And then the last thing is supplements. Notice how I put supplements at the bottom because people are always asking me, what can I take to help me lose weight? Well, what you can take is a rest, a lot of fiber, drink a lot of water, get some physical activity, reduce your stress, don't overdo dairy, eat protein. Those are going to help you more than any supplement that you take. Having said that, there's a few things that I do recommend. Medium trend triglycerides can help you help to energize you. They don't get stored. They get used for energy, and they can energize you so that you have more energy to do whatever it is you want to do. There are other supplements that can help with fat loss. Curcumin can help in a number of ways because it helps the functioning of your liver. It helps your bile to move more regularly. It's a great antioxidant. It reduces inflammation. So you tend to have less effect from insulin if you take curcumin. Moringa is also helpful. Moringa is a wonderful antioxidant. And there are some studies that show that moringa can help with fat loss. Fermented foods will give you probiotics. And if you have good gut flora, your metabolism will work better because your digestive system will work better. All right, so I think that's it for this week. So this is the last show of 2022.
Wow.
Yeah, so then we will make a show next week, which will play, you know, we'll be on Facebook Live on January 4th. And then that show will play on January 6th. And then we'll be traveling, so you'll hear a repeat on the 11th. Yeah, so anyway... So I hope you had a wonderful holiday. I hope you had a nice Christmas, Hanukkah. If you're celebrating Kwanzaa, I hope you're enjoying that. I hope you had a good solstice, and I hope you have a happy new Gregorian New Year. 2023 is going to be a good one. I certainly hope so. So enjoy anything that you're going to be doing and have a great, and if you're taking some time off this week, great. Make sure you do get some rest, read a book with pages because it's not a screen and it'll help you relax more. And to all my friends and loved ones, and anybody at all who's listening, may you have a lot of joy and a lot of celebration and a lot of healing today. And may my words fall on your ears and that you should have peace and joy. All right. You have been listening to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, with my co-host Ron Meniza. You can email me with questions and comments at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, and Spotify. You can also leave questions or comments at my Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram at Fran Storch, ND. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of this station. The information presented on this show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. Thank you for listening to Radio Naturopath, your show where you can learn about the best of science and nature. We'll be back with more Radio Naturopath next week at 91.7 FM, WHUS Stores and WHUS.org.